The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
CD's Telephone Talent.
We have someone hanging on the line. Steve Roberts, I think it is. Hello, Steve.
That's right. Hello, pal. You okay?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine, mate.
Tell me what you do for a living, Steve.
I'm a postman.
You're better than walking the streets.
Very good.
Steve, now, the deal is here, we've had different people on for the last few weeks just kind of letting us hear their talent down the phone. We've had people singing, we've had people telling jokes. What is it you're going to do for us this morning?
Well, I'm going to do an impression for you. Well, a couple of impressions, actually. Apparently, I'm quite good at this, and I annoy my colleagues.
Right.
On the sorting office floor with this.
Right.
Zippy and George from Rainbow.
Oh, I love Zippy and George. I actually did interview the real Zippy and George a couple of years ago, and it took us about 45 minutes to start the interview, because every time they spoke, I just couldn't stop laughing. So that's fantastic. I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to tell you how it works. Once I start the timer, you just kind of fire off into your impressions. Go as long as you can. And then it's up to the audience to decide how long you last. They've got to dial 0151 472 0967. And once they get a ring into and that registers as a vote, once we hit 100 votes, then you kind of get pulled off the stage, if you like, with the big hook. You'll hear a gong, and that's when your time is up.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine, yeah.
All right, are you ready to play?
Let's go. The KFC Breakfast Show.
Your time starts now.
Good morning to you and everybody listening at Radio City. I'm sat here. I've got to spar myself with my good friend. With my very good friend, but unfortunately we can never seem to be able to speak at the same time. It's my friend George. Hello, George.
Hello. Hello. Very nice to be here this morning. I enjoyed myself very, very much.
That's very good, yes. Now, unfortunately, you see, I'll show you next to me. I've actually got George in the microwave.
Here, let me out. He's hot in here.
I'll open the door. Is that a little better for you, George?
Ooh, I like that very much. It's really warm in here. It's a little bit too hot.
Oh, you've got to be gone there, Steve. But I tell you what, I could have listened to that all morning. Fantastic. You actually sound exactly the same as the real Zippy and George.
Well, thank you very much.
Not a problem. You've been an absolute star. We'll let you know. How many seconds was that?
50 seconds.
50 seconds. Fantastic. I could have listened to that all morning.
I've enjoyed it. Cheers, CD.
Steve, have a great day.
Thanks, mate.
All the best, mate.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Right, chances to win with SingStar from Sony. This is the ultimate collection of singing games for you and your mates. It's for the PlayStation 2. It's perfect for getting your friends round and battling it out to see who has the best or worst singing voice. The deal is we'll take two callers. Each one will get a montage of songs where they have to name the singer. Whoever gets the most will win the big prize courtesy of Sony. It's worth £1,000. If we have a tie-break situation, Dino will think of a question to do with music, and whoever gets that correct will win the prize. It's as simple as that. Let me see, who we got? Male and female. Our first caller is in Prescott. Hello, Mick.
Hey, Kev.
How are you?
I'm fine, mate. Yourself?
Great, thank you. This is Mick Spriggs. What do you do, Mick?
I'm an house husband.
You're a house husband?
Yeah.
So what time would you normally get up every morning?
About 6:30.
About how? Really?
Yeah, I took my dog out then. I took for a walk.
What kind of dog have you got?
Just a mongrel, a 157.
Okay, and what's its name?
Poppy.
Poppy.
Aww.
Bless.
So you want to see her?
Right, okay.
Doesn't look like a poppy.
why did you call her Poppy? Was that a name?
Yeah, anyway. That was a name when we got it from the dog rescue.
Right, okay. Well done, you. So what is your, what were, you know, being a house husband, what will your day involve today?
Well, getting up.
Have you done that?
I've done that, yeah. Took the dog a walk.
Yeah.
Get the kids carrying out ready for going to CLC and the summer school.
Yeah.
And then coming home and watching telly.
So you don't give him a hard time, do you?
I only do it because the wife does it when she does.
Yeah. So do you have to cook the tea of a night as well?
I cook the tea most of the time anyway, because the wife works, and it's easier that way.
Okay. Aren't you good?
I
get many house husbands. I want one.
Do you?
I'm up for hire.
Okay.
All right, fantastic. What does your wife do?
She's a district nurse. She's the sister at the moment.
I think it's great, you know.
I do. Good.
Just got a degree.
I think it's important to share as well, especially when you both are working.
You like sharing.
I do, yes.
Nothing right. Wrong with sharing.
They don't call me qualitatively deaf for nothing. Right. Mick, we've got a montage of songs here for you. I'm going to play it once, then I'm going to play it the second time. The second time, you need to shout out the name of each singer.
Okay.
All right. Whichever score you get, then our next caller, caller 97, has to beat. Are you ready?
I am, yeah.
Here comes your montage. Right, that is your montage this morning. I'm going to play it again for you now. We need to just have the singer, please. Just shout them out as they come on. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck.
Ricky Martin. Wham. Girls Aloud.
Hey, Smarty Pants McGinty. Yes, it was Ricky Martin, Live a La Vida Loca, Share If I Can Turn Back Time, Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go, Go, Girls Aloud, Love Machine, Jamiroquai, Cosmic Girl, Pink, Just Like a Pill. Clean sheet for you. Well done, Mick. 6 out of 6.
Brilliant.
Stay there, will you please, Mick?
Okay.
Thanks, mate. Let's go to caller number 97, who's in Birkenhead. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
I'm all right. Still half asleep.
Still half asleep, that's allowed. What do you do, Kath?
I'm a housewife.
You're a whole house husband versus housewife.
Housewife, yeah. But I do a bit more work than him, sounds
like. We all do, don't we?
Yeah.
Exactly. His house must be rotten. He didn't say he cleans up, did he?
That is going to be me, did he?
I can talk.
All right, Kath. Same rules for you. Got a montage of songs. I'll let you hear them once, then I'll play them again. You need to shout out who it is that's singing. Take a listen.
Okay.
Talking to Rossi yesterday, playing all these clips like this back-to-back reminds us when we used to do road shows years ago, when it was in the sunshine. Like, bits and pieces. Name these dead quick. That's some great fun. Right, are you ready?
I am, yeah.
Shout them out.
Kylie Minogue.
It's raining men.
The Weather Girl.
Hallelujah, it's raining men. Think I better leave.
Will Young.
Here comes the summer sun.
Texas. And the Police. Sugar Babe.
Well, Smarty Pants McGinty too. Well done.
Thank you.
Kylie Minogue, I Should Be So Lucky, Weather Girls, It's Raining Fellas, Will Young, Think I Better Leave Right Now, Texas, Summer Sun, The Busy's, Every Breath You Take, and the Sugar Babes, Push the Button. 6 out of 6, well done you.
Another tiebreaker.
Another tiebreak situation. Dino has a question, stand by. Right, I'm going to put you both online now. Are you there, Mick?
I am, yeah.
Kathy, are you there?
I am, yeah.
All right, we've got a tiebreak situation. Whoever gets this question right first will take away £1,000 worth of goodies courtesy of Sony SingStar. Okay? The way to do this, if you know the answer, Mick, will you shout Mick? If you know the answer, Kathy, will you shout Kathy?
Yeah.
Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Here comes the question. Dino.
Which Canadian artist had the hit song...
Ooh.
Just lower your radio, please. Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Kathy,
go ahead.
Shania Twain.
Is the right answer!
Really?
Oh, Mick.
Give him some
something.
You win some. You came with nothing, and you're going home with nothing.
I'm still at home, so I'm not even going home.
Oh, Mick. Congratulations, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
Mick, it's been nice talking to you. Have a nice day today.
Okay, mate, cheers.
Don't forget to clean the house. All right, Mick, all the best, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye. Kathy, well done you. You have won yourself a fantastic prize, courtesy of Sony SingStar for PlayStation. You've won a PlayStation 2, a range of SingStar games, a high-definition television, all to the value of £1,000.
Fantastic.
Well done. Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
CD's Telephone Talent.
Taxi for CD. 8:25. Right, let me see who we have this morning on our Telephone Talent. Our winner so far is, what's her name, Jodie, is it?
Yeah, Jodie from Heswell. She lasted just over 2 minutes.
2 minutes and 1 second it was, wasn't it?
All right, yeah. So well done to you. She's in the lead at the moment, so that's what you got to beat. And our caller this morning is on the Wirral. Hello, Neil.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Neil. What do you do?
I work in a pillow shop.
A pillow shop?
Yes.
Just what? You make them or you sell? What? Sell them or?
Just selling the stuffing.
Really? What's the most popular type of stuffing at the moment that's flying out?
Well, just the heavy kind.
They're the heavy kind. Yes. Do you have a favourite pillow yourself?
Oh yes, the one on my bed.
Right, okay.
That's your favourite as well, Kevin, you were saying before.
What, the one on his bed? Yeah. I don't think so. So is the covering of the pillow, is it quite tough?
Oh no, it's very soft.
Oh really?
Yes, it's hard inside, but very soft on the outside.
Dino's just throws on a piece of paper. Ask him, can you bite through it? Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't, Neil.
He has a thing for pillows, you see, Neil.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, you can come and touch my pillow.
Hey, Paul!
Right. Hey. There's an offer you can't refuse. Okay, enough of this pillow-biting banter. Let's move on. Neil, what are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to blow my own trumpet for you this morning.
Well, there's a few people here that can do that.
Is it Dino?
No, is it Dino? It's not. Neil, you're out of order.
So you're going to blow your own trumpet?
I am. I'm going to blow my own trumpet.
Do you ever play in the shop?
No, only with the pillows.
My God. Right, okay. So what are you going to tell us where you're going to blow? I mean, I know it's a trumpet, but I mean...
I'm going to blow YMCA.
Oh.
My favourite tune.
Really?
Yeah.
My God.
We'll do the actions here in the studio.
Yes, there's a surprise. So YMCA, do you have a favourite character from the Village People?
Oh, definitely the Builder.
Because Dino likes the policeman.
No, he doesn't. I like the Spice Girls.
Oh, God. Right.
He'd make a lovely policeman.
Yes, he would, wouldn't he? We actually dressed him up as a policeman once.
Really?
You should have seen him.
No, it was the biker, wasn't it?
Well, you look like a policeman to me. Right, Neil. So, we're going to set the timer. How it works is when the listeners want you off, they've just got to simply dial 472-0967. Every time they get a ring and turn, that registers as a vote. When we hit 100 votes, you'll hear a gong, and that means we have to pull you off. Right. If you know what I mean. Right, Neil, your time will start after the jingle, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Have you got your trumpet in your hand?
I have.
All right.
Ready and round to go.
Right, okay then, Neil. Your time will start after this jingle. Good luck. Go.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Good, isn't he?
He really knows how to blow.
Does he? You've been pulled off, Neil.
Oh,
but you
so
last...
early in the morning.
Yes, I know. But you lasted for quite a long time. You lasted for, let me see the timer, 1 minute and...
Five seconds.
Wonderful.
Oh. Well done.
Thank you very much.
How long can you actually blow for? You know, what's the longest time you've ever blown?
Hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, there we go. You've been an absolute star, Neil.
Thank you very much.
We really enjoy that. We've never had anyone blowing their own trumpet on the air like that, but fantastic.
Not on live radio anyway.
Well, I'll say so. Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Just to my lovely partner, Poodles from Bootles.
Right, okay. Well, look, you have a good day in the pillow shop today.
Thank you.
And, you know, hopefully we'll talk again sometime.
Lovely, thank you.
All the best, Neil.
All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, cheery by the now. There he goes. Wasn't he great?
Fantastic.
Neil, who works in a pillow shop, who blows his own trumpet, who invited Dino round to test one of his pillows. Brilliant. Stay here. News and sports headlines on the way next.
Liverpool's hit music station, Radio City 96.7.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.